Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcos from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Yeah, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
I'm pretty neutral on that one.
Would you say strongly disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Let's see.
Would you strongly approve, somewhat
approve? Somewhat approve.
Yeah, okay. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Yeah, moving in the wrong direction.
Okay. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
More than likely, I'd stick to Biden.
Yeah, okay. For whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrats, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independents?
Wow.
Would you vote for Biden, Trump?
Probably, probably for Biden.
No, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border? Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transits are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects? Would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
I could somewhat support that.
Okay. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transits in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains?
Definitely the roads and bridges at this point.
Okay. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I agree it should be a felony.
Do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death? Would you strongly support, somewhat support?
No, I would strongly support. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Mm-hmm. About the right amount.
Okay. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I somewhat favor them.
Okay. Under a new law, a juvenile 12-year-old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this? Do they so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Well, I strongly favor changing that law.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
No, we shouldn't be doing that.
Would you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Yeah, okay. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Yeah, most of the time when the jackpot's large.
Okay.
Every now and again, I'll play a few times during the year, but not that much more. If I play five times during the year, that does not include large jackpots. So maybe 10 times a year, that's about it.
Yeah, okay. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a minor problem for the majority.
Would you say a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not at all?
No, it's a problem.
A problem, okay.
Not a big one, but a problem.
Okay. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'd somewhat support that.
Okay. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I somewhat support their right to strike, because sometimes you have to do what you got to do.
Okay. Do you think that mentally sound adults with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of a medical aid in dying to get prescription medication so they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes, I think they should be allowed to do that.
Okay. And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying?
That would indicate I was already at the right thought. So, yeah, if
if you had an incurable terminal illness?
If I met the right conditions for myself, yes, I would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in all cases.
I believe abortion should be legal in most cases.
Okay. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
No.
No. Good. Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? Would you strongly favor?
If those were actual figures, yes, I would. I don't know that they're getting $3, and that's a low number.
Would you strongly be in favor, somewhat in favor, somewhat?
Yes, I'd be strongly in favor.
Okay. The last questions are for statistical purposes only, and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
50 to 64.
And with which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat?
Democrat.
Republican? Okay. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate? If the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone?
Alsobrooks.
Okay. I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. A candidate A is a 60-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th district. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the election were held today, for whom would you vote? Candidate A or candidate B?
Candidate B.
What is your race, white or African American?
I'm African American.
What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Baptist, Catholic, Jewish, non-religious? Can you spell it out for me, please?
E-T-I-S-C-O-T-A-L.
Episcopal, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. Have yourself a wonderful night, sir.
Thank you, too.
Thanks, sir.